God's grace and His peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for today comes from our Gospel reading. As with the Church celebrates All Saints' Day, our Gospel reading is also known as the Beatitudes, the Blesseds. Sort of the point of view that basically says, your life will be happier if you do these things. Not necessarily commandments, but encouragements. Sort of give you an idea of what saints should be doing. Now, typically on this All Saints Day, we remember those who have departed in the faith, those who believe and trust in our risen Lord and Savior, who are now with Him in heaven above. Now, when you woke up this morning, I have to ask you, did you feel very saintly? Typically, when we think of saints, we think about those people who had a very strong Christian faith. Those people who demonstrated that faith in a lot of different types of activities. Those people who were sort of a model or a beacon for that Christian faith. You may be even thinking of some people who have personally influenced you, that if you think of someone who had that strong faith, who was always there, who was always had an encouraging word, who always found themselves in God's word, and were then able to inspire you also through that word to hang on to that faith, we might consider those people saints. But when you woke up this morning, did you consider yourself a saint? When you looked at yourself in the mirror to get yourself ready to come to church this morning, did you see a saint? Or did you see something else? I will admit, I looked in the mirror this morning, and I looked and I said, even though I'm 40 years old, I still have zits on my face. I'm thinking, when will this ever end? It doesn't, I guess, even at 40. When I take a look in the mirror, do I see that saint image? The answer is not necessarily. I see that sinner. I see someone who is struggling with the concept of sin within me. But yet, as a Christian, I also say that the Holy Spirit is within me. And because the Holy Spirit is within me, by God's grace, I am destined to be with the saints in heaven above. Martin Luther picked up on that concept. And even though I may see zits in the mirror, he said, guess what, Pastor Bala? Guess what to all of you? You are also a saint because of what Christ our Lord has done for you. It is through His death and through His resurrection you are guaranteed a place in heaven above. We may see the outside of us, the sinfulness of us, but our Heavenly Father sees Jesus Christ in us. And because of that, we are guaranteed a place in heaven above. Now, I will admit, as I looked in the mirror, I didn't quite see that. I didn't see me beaming bright. I saw my face as it is. And it started me thinking a little bit of, what does it mean to be a saint? Or more appropriately, what does it mean to reflect the image of a saint? Because while we're still on this side of heaven, we have to still admit we are, yes, saints, but yet at the same time, we're also sinners. We fall short of God's glory. And we might be struggling from within. When will I ever be that full saint? On this side of heaven, that won't occur. On the other side of heaven, it will. But there's an interesting song that has a lyric that sort of hones in on the message I want to pick up for today. I will admit, Christina Aguilera is not typically quoted in Lutheran pulpits, but in her song called Reflection, she has a very interesting line. She sings, when will my reflection show who I am inside? That's sort of the ending of the chorus. As Christians, we may be asking the same question. When will my reflection show who I am on the inside? Not my sinful human nature, I do that very well. But when will I reflect the Spirit of Christ that is within me? When will I stop trying to make a name for myself and bear Christ's name that He has placed upon me when I was brought to the baptismal font? When water was put upon me, connected to God's holy word, and God's name was now placed upon me. But if you take a look at my own actions, In my own sinful life, you'll see so much of me trying to make my own name instead of reflecting Christ's name. And the reason why I named this song is to point out that struggle within us. Because Paul even has that same struggle. In Romans chapter 7, verse 15, he says, I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Paul also was probably saying, in one essence, the same words of this song, Reflections. When will my reflection show who I am inside? We have the Spirit of Christ dwelling within us. Is that evident to the world around us? Or does the world just take a look at your face as it takes a look at my face and says, there's a bunch of zits there? Our text for today from Matthew chapter 5. Jesus is teaching the crowds and his disciples and giving them, in one essence, some practical suggestions on how to do what? How to stop reflecting a name for themselves and start reflecting the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There's a difference. As we try to reflect a name for ourselves, we are following the model of the world that doesn't understand Christ. But as we try to reflect Christ Himself, now we reflect on who we truly are. As Scripture says, we are a new creation, a new creature because of what water has done connected with God's Word, because of that Holy Spirit dwelling within us. So as we go through these Beatitudes, these blessed sections, another way of translating this happy section, or even another way of translating it, your life will be a lot better if you do these things type section. Let's pick up what Jesus is trying to tell us. He says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted. And blessed when people insult you. Now we may be asking, what is Jesus trying to teach here? Jesus, in one essence, is trying to teach us, let's not make a name for ourselves so much. Let's reflect the glory of Christ. One of the reasons why, as Christians, we have a hard time with all these things is we're reflecting the wrong image. If we truly want to reflect Christ in our lives, let's go back to what God's Word says. When was the last time we were poor in spirit and in need of a Savior? When was the last time we were mourning and in need of a Savior? When was the last time we were meek and in need of a Savior? When was the last time we were hungering and thirsting for righteousness and needed a Savior? When was the last time we were merciful and needed a Savior? Or pure in heart, needing that Savior? Or being that peacemaker, needing that Savior? Or being persecuted, again, needing that Savior? And when was the last time that people insulted us and made fun of us and we needed that Savior? The purpose behind the Beatitudes is to show us our need for a Savior and why we have been marked by the blood of the Lamb, why we bear the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, so that we could have the blessings of eternal life, so that we can be with Him in heaven above. But how soon do we forget about these things? After we leave the church, how soon do we start trying to make a name for ourselves instead of reflecting the name of Christ put upon us? Very often, as Christians, as we live in a world, we get tempted by the world. The world doesn't understand Christ. The world doesn't know about His love, about His forgiveness. The world only knows what's in it for me. However, as a Christian, as saints and sinners still living on this side of eternity, within us there is something even more than what's in it for me. We bear the name of Christ. We demonstrate His love and forgiveness. Why? because we are reminded so how richly blessed we have been because of His love and forgiveness. We come here today to receive His grace, to be encouraged in that faith. But when we wake up on this morning or any other morning, do we look at our mirror and see a saint? Or do we find ourselves being run down by the world without a lot of energy? Seem to be that doormat in life. And we may think, is this all there is? And the answer is no. God understands we're still living in a world that's filled with sin, that beats other people down, that seems to drain the energy from us. And God says, guess what? There's more. There's more because now Christ has died for your sins. There's more because Christ is giving you His life. There's more because you are now destined to be with Him in heaven above, not by anything you have done, but by God's grace. Our church celebrates All Saints' Day as a day that we remember the work of the saints and how they reflected Christ's image. Not that that image gave them eternal life, no, Christ gave them eternal life. It's not by how many works that we do or how well we reflect Christ and His glory. We are saved by His grace and His grace alone. But now as we have an appreciation of that grace, now as we grow in that love and that forgiveness which He alone gives to us, we reflect that glory. So how well do we reflect that glory? We may do a good job of it here at church, but what happens when we leave church? Are we still reflecting that same love, that forgiveness that Christ so loved us? Or do we reflect our own image? On this All Saints Day, as we take a look at the saints and the blessings of eternal life, we remember that we don't do this by our own selves. Christ does it for us. He gives us this grace so that we can be with Him in heaven above. And as our epistle reading also picked up for today, did you notice the words that there are no lights in heaven? It is God who is its light. Gives us a source of idea that He is the source of all life, and that life illuminates from Him and is reflected among His saints. That's true even in today's world. He again is the source of our life. He is the purpose of our being. In one essence, He's what gets us up in the morning and says, yes, you are a redeemed creature, not because of anything you have done, but because of what Christ has done. The next time we feel a little down and out and needing His strength, the next time we sort of feel like we're just reflecting a bad image, we return to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the source of all life. And we ask Him to illumine our lives again through His holy word so that we may reflect His word daily in our lives. We ask the Lord to draw us closer to Him. Why? Because we live in a world that seems to suck the life out of us. But now we come to our Lord and Savior who gives us strength, who forgives our sins, who loves us in spite of our imperfections or in spite of how many zits are on our face. We come before our Lord and we say, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And what does our Lord and Savior do? He bestows that mercy. He reflects His grace upon us so that we will be with Him every day of our lives and even to eternal life. So on this day, as we remember those who have departed in the faith, especially from our own parish, we remember Clara Mueller. We rejoice with the gift of heaven that our Lord and Savior provides for us. We remember it's not by our doing, but it's by His doing. So on this day, let us reflect what our Lord has done for us and share His love and His forgiveness. In His name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.